Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Was Italian sculptor Luigi Del Bianco just another worker on Mount Rushmore, or the man who brought the monument to life? Del Bianco's name isn't mentioned in Rex Allen Smith's definitive 1985 book, The Carving of Mount Rushmore. His name is etched on a stone slab at Mount Rushmore, along with the other 400 men who also worked on the monument. But Del Bianco's grandson, Lou, says his grandfather deserves more recognition as sculptor Gutzon Borglum's chief carver. New York author Douglas Gladstone agrees and takes up the cause in the new book, Carving a Niche for Himself, The Untold Story of Luigi Del Bianco and Mount Rushmore. Douglas Gladstone joins us on the line. Mr. Gladstone, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Carl, thank you very kindly. I must first of all tell you I appreciate the opportunity to come on the show. The segue between mental illness, talking about mental illness, and what a lot of people have claimed is my mental stability for trying to take on the National Park Service here. I just find that kind of amusing.
Well, talking about Luigi Del Bianco, when did you first become aware of him and his role on the work on Mount Rushmore?
Sure. In October 2010, I was just listening to National Public Radio, and there was a program dealing with, as you mentioned, his grandson Lou, a children's performer from Portchester, New York, and his sole surviving child, Gloria Del Bianco, who resides out in West Hollywood, California. And they made a very credible, in my opinion, argument that, their relative had been unfairly not received the props and the kudos and the approbation that he was deserving of. And I subsequently researched some stories that were published in a variety of magazines, and then felt that I had enough material for an entire book, and that's really where we are today.
Well, what was Luigi Del Bianco's role in the carving of Mount Rushmore? What you and his grandson Lou are saying, he was the chief carver, the chief carver.
Yeah, he's definitely the chief carver, and I can't stress this enough. The folks at the National Park Service, and in particular, and it's unfair to maybe single her out, but she's basically the person as the head of the interpretive services unit who would be telling all the park rangers to get these stories out. Marine McGee Ballinger, she refuses to acknowledge Mr. Del Bianco as the chief carver. In that role, he was charged with taking care of the refinement of expression. And if you have ever looked or gazed upon the eyes of Abraham Lincoln, for example, you know what I'm talking about. It's as hokey as it may sound. These faces came to life as a result of the work of Luigi Del Bianco. And again, I don't want to take Ms. Ballinger or Mike Reynolds, who is the regional Midwestern director, to task too much, but it is anathema to me. Why? With reams and reams of correspondence in the manuscript division of the Library of Congress, I think there is like 180 boxes of Gutzon Borglum's private correspondence, 40 of which have to do with Rushmore alone. In which many of his letters clearly say Luigi Del Bianco is the chief carver. I can't understand the intransigence of Ms. Ballinger or Mr. Reynolds to not recognize him as such. If anyone can tell me why, I'd love to know.
Well, in talking about Del Bianco and Gutzon Borglum, this was a relationship that was a long one, even before they were working on Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely. Just to give you some type of timeline, in about 1921, Luigi met his future bride, Nicoletta, and her brother, so this would have been Luigi's brother-in-law, introduced him to, of all people, Gutzon Borglum. And he was one of many people who actually stayed at Mr. Borglum's studio in Stamford, Connecticut. In 1926, he assisted Guts and Borglum on one of Mr. Borglum's more, if certainly Mount Rushmore is his most famous, but there were other famous works. The War of America Memorial in Newark, New Jersey. So he did have, as you correctly indicate, this relationship with him. And in spite of that, he originally was not asked to go out to Keystone, to the Black Hills of South Dakota. And in fact, the first sculptor was another Italian-American immigrant named Hugo Villa, who was famously fired in 1933, if you and your listeners will recall, because the Jefferson face looked terrible where it originally was going to be situated. A lot of people may not know this. If you're looking at the monument, the Jefferson face is currently, as it has been for all these years, to the right of Washington. Originally, it was to the left of Washington, and the structural integrity of the granite was so bad, a lot of people commented that it didn't look like Jefferson, it looked like Martha Washington.
Well, I don't want to cut you short here. We're just about out of time here. With your book, and there's also a story on this in the latest edition of South Dakota Magazine about Luigi Del Bianco and his work on Mount Rushmore, do you think that perhaps things might start to change as far as getting any recognition for Luigi Del Bianco's work on Mount Rushmore?
I would hope so. There are a lot of elected officials, most notably Representative Patrick Tiberi, of the 12th Congressional District in Ohio. Representative Tiberi chairs the Italian-American Congressional Delegation, and he personally believes that Mr. Del Bianco's contributions should be formally recognized. But again, this is all that the Park Service has to do. He's the chief carver. Let's tell his story. And they believe there is no I in team philosophy, and that's all well and good. There's no greater advocate of the there is no I in team philosophy than I, but you're never going to convince me, and I hope your listeners understand this as well, you're never going to convince me that somebody who ran the elevator lift or who cut lodgepole pine trees down was as important as Luigi Del Bianco was to Mount Rushmore.
Douglas Gladstone is the author of Carving a Niche for Himself, The Untold Story of Luigi Del Bianco and Mount Rushmore. Book is just out. Mr. Gladstone, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
I appreciate it, Carl, more than you know. If you and your listeners want, actually, if you don't mind me getting in a telephone number, if you want to read the book, it's 1-800-869-7553. That's toll-free. 1-800-869-7553. And again, I thank you very kindly for letting me come on the show.
Thank you so much. And you can also read more about Luigi Del Bianco's role in the carving of Mount Rushmore in the latest issue of South Dakota Magazine. Writer John Andrews also talks with Del Bianco's grandson, Lou, for the cover story. And there are also some comments from the Park Service at Mount Rushmore, too, to get their perspective as well. That's in this month's May-June issue of South Dakota Magazine. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests. We'll be back again tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.